You are listening to the SL Podcast, a podcast from the Spiritual Life Team at Liberty Christian School, to equip and empower the next generation to love people, bear fruit, and make disciples. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this last podcast in the season on spiritual disciplines. I'm here with my friends, Luke Crenshaw.
What up?
Brayden Brown.
Shalom.
Well, there you go. Hello. And Sean, that I can't say your last name.
Doherty.
There we go, Doherty.
Hey, guys.
Doherty. Hey, Sean. We're so glad you're here. Hey, Sean, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How long have you been at Liberty?
So, I'm a sophomore. I've been at Liberty for 4 years. I'm involved in like the theater program, doing all that kind of fun stuff. So, yeah, it's great. It's great fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. So most of the students on the podcast, I got to meet them as we sat down here at the table. But you, Sean, I got to know you doing LAC, the Louisville Arts Conservatory. Yeah. So that's pretty fun.
That's a good experience.
I love it. Okay. Hey, what play will you be in this year? What are you doing?
So we're doing Singing in the Rain this year around February. So if you guys should come check it out.
Can you give us a little
synopsis?
Yeah.
I can try.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I don't know if I've ever said that word, but that's all right.
Singing in the Rain is set in, I think we agreed on like the 30s. Like, because we were rehearsed last night. We were like, when is our set? When is this set? And I think we agreed 30s. It's 30s Hollywood. It's about these two guys. They're good friends. They're movie stars, silent movie stars at that, because this is back when they didn't use sound in movies all the time. So silent movie stars.
That's like, what, 1980s?
Oh my gosh.
I wouldn't know. I wasn't around then.
You're right. Me neither.
But so they had to break in the transition to using sound in the movie and using sound in movies. So they have some issues with that. So if you want to hear more, you might as well come and see it.
Come on.
That's so cool. We'll have to come see it. Mm-hmm. All right.
I will probably be there at some point.
I hope
Luke
so.
Is going to be there for sure. He
100%.
Told me earlier he's in.
Yes.
I'll probably come see it. Jeffrey, we'll see.
Yeah. She's a bit of a wild card.
She likes free tickets.
She is a wild card. I do. I love free tickets. Can I meet the cast backstage? Because then I'm there for sure.
You can meet them afterwards in the union.
Mm-hmm. With popcorn and
stuff? Guess in the commons.
You could meet them really any day at school. Between now and showtime.
There's probably a roll sheet somewhere.
The SL Podcast is a great place to meet people.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true. Wow.
Man.
Okay. Well, this semester on the SL Podcast, we are covering spiritual disciplines. So they're practices or relationship activities where we do what we can do so that God can do in us what we cannot do. And so we've asked several students like you, Sean, to participate in these practices and then to share your experience. So we want to do that in this podcast. But before we get there, I wanted to talk a little bit about journaling. That is our topic for today. And I learned today that dolphins have a better memory than elephants. I feel like that's important for this conversation.
That's what I always think of when I think of journaling.
When you think of journaling,
dolphins,
you think of a dolphin.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's
okay. But
I
they
was
have
looking at Sean's journal earlier, and he's actually got several pictures of dolphins drawn.
Yes.
And so this is a perfect segue.
Okay, I love that.
When I'm not writing, essentially, I'm just drawing dolphins.
Okay,
or
that's
elephants.
Perfect. Because dolphins help. They have great memories. They can remember up to like 20 years past meeting another dolphin. That's really impressive to me.
That is more memory than Sean Doherty has.
Oh, my
currently,
God.
If you think about it.
It's four more years of memory
that's
than I have.
True. That's wild.
I'm so excited to see where you're going with this.
Okay, I really do have a point. So we're called in Isaiah 63, verse 7. It says, I will make known the Lord's devotion and his praiseworthy acts because of all that the Lord has done for us and the many good things for the house of Israel, according to his great compassion and loving devotion. And so we want to remember what the Lord has done, and we want to proclaim that to other people. And so Psalm 77, 11 through 12, it says, I will remember the works of the Lord. I will remember your wonders of old, and I will reflect on all you have done and ponder your mighty deeds. And so we're supposed to remember what God has done, and we're supposed to proclaim what God has done, but we can't proclaim what God has done if we don't remember it. And I know a lot of times I can have a hard time remembering things. Maybe like I'm not as great as a dolphin, but I can have a hard time that in remembering certain things, there are memories that do seem to stick in my mind, like when I accepted Christ or when I felt like God was calling me into ministry. And then there are other things, though, that I think I'm going to remember when it happens in that moment, and then I forget. So one of those things was my husband. I'm married to BJ, and he proposed to me. And that's one of those things where you're like, I should remember that for the rest of my life. But there were details that, honestly, I forgot, and it popped up in my time hop where I had written down all of the details of BJ's proposal to me. And I'm so glad that I did it, because I'm able to talk to my girls, to Darcy and Amberly, and tell them about how amazing their daddy was, that he would plan something so special for us. Mm. And so I'm glad that I typed that up on social media, even so that I would remember the details. And I think that's part of what journaling is, that I'm writing down what's going on in my life so that I can remember and I can look back on that in the past. And I can tell some things that are going on in the moment, but I don't always see where God is at work in the moment. There are certain things, like me coming to know Christ, like I'm pretty sure I know where God is at work in that experience. But there's other things that happen in my life, things that are hard or things that are sad. And I don't know how to process that or think through that. I don't see where God is at work. But writing that down in a journal helps me to then look back in the future. I'm able to look back and to see what God has done. So I found this quote that I really love about journaling, and it says, a spiritual journal is a tool for self-reflection that allows us to cooperate with the Spirit to make sense of the deepening work he is doing in our soul. Mm. And that's by a guy named Joe Carter. But I love that I'm able to write down what God is doing in me, or to process through what's happening in my life, and I'm able to go back and see what God has done. So I love when you see Psalms. Luke always makes fun of me because last time I quoted Psalm 119.
Not always, just sometimes.
Most of the time that we have done podcasts, because I refer to Psalms. But David, all of Psalms, or a lot of it, many of the chapters, at least 70, are written by David. And it's almost like his journal. And he's honest in this journal of his. Sometimes he trusts God in what he writes, and sometimes he doesn't. But the effect of him journaling about his life that I love, and what we see evidence of, is him giving thanks to God for saving him, for bringing him out, for redeeming him, for giving him grace. And so I love that so many of the Psalms begin with David complaining about whatever's going on in his life, and then ending with praising God. And so, you know, when I journal, I'm able to work through my emotions and my thoughts. I'm able to pray and really focus on what I'm talking to God about. I'm able to ask him for things and pray. And then I love that we're able to go back and see what God has done. So I know several of y'all, I mean, Sean has like 4 journals over here. I think Luke tried to one-up him and has 5. Brayden only has 2.
My other 45,000 are in my office. So
it's personal library.
I'm just kidding.
Yes. But the beautiful thing about having a journal that's a paper journal, something that I can look back on, is that we are able to go back and see what God has done. So, for example, on Sunday, I had my journal that I started at the beginning of this year, and I was able to look and see the things that I was struggling with and the questions that I had at the beginning of the year. And even see how God brought me to liberty through some of those things. Or I've seen some resolution in the life of our church through the course of time. And because I'm able to go back and read about that, now I can do what Psalm 77 says. I can remember it. I can reflect on it. And then I can make known those things. So journaling, I think, is so important. And it's also helpful for us to write down what we do. I think y'all, your generation, Sean, I think y'all are really great about journaling or documenting. You're constantly taking pictures of yourselves and posting on social media, Be Real, all the things, right? And those are great ways to document your life. But there's something important about actually writing down and having a record of what you have done and how Jesus has changed you as you go. So there's some other things that are really helpful when it comes to journaling, and reasons maybe to journal. So I would love, Sean, for you to think about if some of these things have helped you as we start looking towards your experience with journaling, but some of these things that help, journaling helps with, it actually can boost your confidence, improve your mood. It decreases the likes of stress and anxiety. Journaling can lead to new ideas. It can spark creativity, inspiration. It's an opportunity to meditate. We've talked a lot about that this semester. And then to process through what you're doing in Bible study. So these are all really great ways. And the reason why we wanted to do journaling at the very end of this season is because it kind of ties a bow around these other spiritual practices. We can pray as we journal. We can study the Bible and write as we journal. So those are some of the things that we've talked about even doing, where you're journaling verses in scripture, what you're trying to memorize, that you're journaling your memories from the day, meditating throughout the day, thinking about God and His Word. So we've talked about some of these benefits to journaling, and I'd love, Sean, in just a minute to hear if you saw any of these benefits in your life, because our specific challenge to you was to take all of the practices that we have released on these podcasts and use journaling to incorporate them into your spiritual life. So tell us about your experience, the good, the bad, everything. Let us know.
So when I first got told that I'd be journaling for the SL podcast,
I love that you said got told. So thank you. Okay, continue. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I was very, I never journaled that much before, just about, what God's doing in my life. Because I've taken notes at, Sunday services and stuff, but I've never, gone through and, journaled in my own time. Which I think, when you think about journaling, it's kind of a lot like when you're taking notes in class or, you're just writing something down that someone said to you. It's, that's basically journaling at a
basic level.
Yes, basic level. So I think that was kind of, I was like, okay, I'm going to start just basically journaling what I'm seeing in my life, as opposed to because I think a lot of times people journal over scripture or over scripture or over things that are happening. And I think for me, I thought the best way that I could start journaling was just journaling over the things that I saw in life, where I saw God in my life. Mm-hmm. So I started writing, and it was just this was different today. I want to write about what was different, why it was different, what has God been doing in my life. And I think the structures that which you journal help a lot. So I had my own structure. It was you hear that? That's me turning the pages in my journal.
Yes.
So I had a why, what, reason model, where I would write, why did I think about this? What does it mean? And why is the reason that this is a good thing? The first day I wrote about childlike faith and all about that. And then I think some of the challenges that I faced while journaling, though, is kind of it's a very conscious activity, journaling. It's hard to do journaling when you're distracted or when mm-hmm. there's something else happening. So there were some nights where it was I want to journal, but I can't because I'm distracted, you know? And it's that kind of thing. And then it's times where it's a conscious thing. And usually when I get home and journal, I'm tired from my day at school. So it's sometimes I would miss journaling because of just where I was tired, where I needed to do homework. So I was up to the late doing homework. And it's I would love to journal right now, but I think it's best if I'm not journaling when I'm half asleep, because it's a very conscious activity. And I think journaling too is just a great way to put down your ideas, not essentially in words, but in drawing too. We talked a little bit about this earlier, but I was drawing pictures as I was journaling. I don't know.
Not of dolphins.
Not of dolphins, no.
But you could draw a dolphin if you were thinking about...
Sean's more of an elephant guy.
No one's spending time thinking about dolphins.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for Jeffrey. But keep going.
So yeah, drawing pictures, little graphs. There's a bunch of little doodles in my journal that show this is it's a graph almost. It's a circle graph where it's this,
awesome.
Leads to this, leads to this, leads to that. So those are in there. And you were talking about you talked about the effects of journaling. And I think one of the main effects I saw was the increased mindfulness. I noticed more things that was happening. And I think it also made me, it made me feel more grounded.
I love that.
Yeah, that's I think some of the major things that changed when I was journaling.
That's really awesome. And I want to highlight, too, what you said about drawing, because I think I have a great mentor who is an incredible man and spends a lot of time studying God's word and then communicating God's word. But he struggles with journaling. And one of the things he says is it's hard for him to just write mm-hmm. or, to write down things. However, he could draw, or he can write lyrics that are important to him. So I'd love to, as we continue, you know, Luke, what are some of your experiences with journaling? Do you draw? Do you write? What do you do?
Yeah, this is a great question. So for me, I feel like, and Sean, I don't know if you can relate with this, but I feel like journaling, just like thinking of it generally, like when people think of journaling, they may think of like a diary, and then immediately you think of like a girl mm-hmm. who has a diary.
Yeah.
So I feel like
mine was Lisa Frank, in case you're wondering.
One of the reasons we wanted to ask Sean to be not tell him, but asked him, gave him the choice to be on here is because he is a guy. Mm-hmm. And I think I found it super healing for me to be able to write thoughts freely. Mm-hmm. And I think over time, I feel like I've just become more and more comfortable doing that. So initially, I feel like when I first heard of journaling, when I came to know the Lord, I was like, I don't know how comfortable I feel about this. Like, I wonder who's going to read my journal one day, or what if my journal gets left somewhere and they read my deepest thoughts, my hurts, my pains. And really, I think over time, I've just realized that, you know, in Hebrews, it talks about us being naked and exposed before the Lord. So He knows our thoughts. And when I put those down, it just reminds me, it reminds me that I'm human. So I think back to even what Jeffrey said, journaling for me has helped me remember specifically God's character and His provision in my life. And I think this has led to me being humbled and realizing my need for Him over and over. And that has resulted in thankfulness and praise. So three areas that I'd love to highlight just personally with journaling. One, I spoke a little bit about it on our prayer podcast, but is having a prayer journal. And this is just structured in a way that helps me. You don't have to do this, but if you're looking for a practical way to structure a journal about prayer, I divide it each day as something different. So it goes from churches to family to friends to ministries to people who don't know Jesus to missions to our country and world. And then I have another section that's just daily prayers. And again, this goes back to when I look back at my prayer journal, I see circles because God has answered prayers, and that has reminded me of His character and His provision. Another thing that I do is I have like a note-taking journal. And this is where like longer thoughts, memories, ways the Lord's moved, hurts I've experienced, that's where you can find these things. And I actually pulled out my first journal, and again, going back to not thinking anybody would read this, but I shared it with Jeffrey and Braden, but I'm just going to read it. This is when I came to know the Lord. So this is February 14th, 2016, Valentine's Day, the day of love, true love for me. But I put, thank you, Jeffrey. I put 2:14-16 will forever be remembered as the day I gave my life to You, Lord Jesus. I have accepted that my life is now in Your hands. I fully commit to You. I help me see through false hope and false prophecy. Lead me, Lord Jesus, for I am strong and courageous because of You. So for me, almost 8 years later, being able to look back at that, I see God's character. I see His provision, and I see my need for Him, and it makes me want to praise Him. It makes me want to be more like Him. And something, so fast forwarding of something that I do now is I have like a daily journal. So I just write a short note each day. And this was the other morning. It's 6:02 a.m. I wrote down the time, and I said, I'm sitting at my dining room table, spending time with the King. Callahan, our new baby boy, shout out, is laying in his snuggle me on top of the table. Remy just came down saying she had a bad dream. Selah, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I love You, Lord. And I think like a few years ago, I think I would be almost like embarrassed to write that if somebody were to see that. But now I just feel like what this has done is it's just helped me grow. It's helped me reflect. It's helped me remember. And I just really find a lot of peace in journaling. What about you guys?
I think that's beautiful. And I love too that at the end of that you used a song like we talked about that that's a song that has spoken to your heart. And to me, that sounds like worship, which shout out to one of our other podcasts. You should listen to that one. Okay. Brayden, what about you? What has been your experience with journaling?
Yeah. Yeah. So I grew up with the framework that like the Bible and prayer were the two key elements to spiritual life, right? And really, it wasn't until the summer before my freshman year of high school, I had two small group leaders, really three, that stuck with me most of my junior high and high school days. And one of them gave each of us in our small group a journal for the first time in that summer. And his basic encouragement was just to fill it. And so I spent that summer just starting to fill this journal with whatever I could. Notes from sermons on Sundays, notes from what I was reading in the morning in my quiet time, or things like that. And literally since then, I've been using a journal almost daily for the rest of my life. Right, that one gift was a launching pad for me to actually grow in a relationship with God. Journaling was the entrance point for me to building a friendship with the creator of the universe rather than only growing in knowledge and trying to figure out all the answers to the questions. And so like journaling has been one of the biggest pieces of my journey of faith. And I think one of the reasons it's so powerful and impactful for me, and I think for a lot of people too, is the spiritual life, our life with God, can feel really disembodied. It can feel really abstract. Like it's all these thoughts and things that are kind of floating around the universe, and that's not how God desires it to be. But one of the ways that you can make your spiritual life tangible, I've found, in a way that has made it feel more real to me, has been like physical pen and paper. Right. And so whether I'm writing out prayers in a focused, conscious way, like you were talking about, Sean, or drawing pictures or writing poems, like those are things that I consistently do to embody my relationship with God, to make it tangible, to make it feel real. And that's added a dimension of my relationship that's really transformed my life. And so journaling has been a pathway to that. And it's definitely something that I will continue doing for the rest of my life, for sure.
I love that. So I think when you say that it's something that's tangible, just the verse that we love the Lord with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our mind and all of our strength, I think in some ways journaling can even help with so many of those things, that I can love the Lord with my mind, what I'm studying, what I'm writing down, what I'm processing. So I love, this is such a great spiritual practice. What are you thinking, Luke?
Man, Jeffrey just read my mind right there. I wasn't even looking at her or anything like that, or signaling her. I think what was super interesting about something that you said, Brayden, and I think it relates back to Sean, is you had never journaled until someone had gifted you or challenged you to do so, which I think is awesome. But Sean, I think based off our conversations, you had never done it either, right?
Yeah. So like I'd taken notes at services before, but I'd never like sat down and journaled.
I think that's so cool.
I think that may be an important thing for us just to designate here too, is that when we're talking about journaling, there is a place, like you mentioned several different ways to journal, Luke. And one of those ways, like Sean is talking about, is taking notes in the sermon. And there's so much value in that too, so that I can remember and process. We remember so much more of what we write down than what I just hear. So that's a really great thing to do. And then also journaling, we've talked about journaling our prayers. We've talked about journaling scripture. We've talked about drawing, journaling what's going on in our lives. So all of those things that can all be encompassing of journaling. But I think what we're talking about when it comes to this spiritual practice is like, for us at least, sitting at the table, it's been an actual like paper journal that we're writing down those specific things, processing our thoughts in relationship with God, reading through scripture, prayer, and all of that. So as we kind of wrap up this podcast, Sean, would you, what challenge would you give to our listeners who have heard this podcast about journaling, thinking they may want to try something like this? What is your challenge for them?
Well, I think my challenge would be just to spend some time, put down your phone, dim down the lights if you can, just sit down and write down what you're thinking, where you are with God, what you are experiencing now, and just write those down in a tangible way and see how you grow from doing that, like day after day.
I love that. Okay, guys, Luke and Braden, what about you? What's one takeaway that you would leave with our listeners?
I think mine would be similar to what Sean said, but just let your walls down and write what's on your heart. It can be sad, it can be happy, it can be frustrated, just whatever you're feeling toward God, toward your current situation, write it down. And I just found so much healing. So
I love that. What about you, Braden?
Yeah, I think as we're having this conversation, the things that are coming to mind for me, there's a quote from John Mark Comer's new book that basically says that God has never met anyone anywhere except where they actually are. And all that means is, like, God, you're only going to experience God's presence in journaling if you are coming to that space of journaling and being willing to admit where you actually are.
Yeah.
Because God only meets people where they actually are. And so my biggest encouragement for anyone listening to this, like, if you're going to take away one thing from anything that I've said in here, it's I want you to understand that this is a way for you to wade through all of the disguises, the masks that we're so tempted to put up, and simply allow God to be near who you actually are right now. Mm-hmm. And allowing him to love that person, and allowing that love to be transformative and powerful to making you into the type of person that you've always longed to be. So I think that's my biggest encouragement.
I love that. I want to tell you to try. So we've said that we've needed people to invite us into journaling or challenge us to do journaling. And so that is my takeaway. That is my challenge to you, is that you would try. So that would mean getting a journal, a piece of paper, a spiral notebook, and writing down. If that is awkward maybe to begin, then I would encourage you to find a verse that you're reading or that you're learning for class and start just trying to write that scripture out. And then what does it mean to you? And it's simple. It doesn't have to be long. You know, the paragraph that Luke said he wrote, that's not a long thing. It's just what was happening in that moment. Or, you know, Sean has talked about, what did he read? How is that important to him? This is not something that has to be great, grand, incredible work of literature. It's you. And so I want you to try. That's the takeaway. And so with that, thank you for joining us on the SL podcast. So if you have any questions about the spiritual practices, we want to hear them. And we're going to have some avenues for you to be able to respond to some of the spiritual practices. You'll be hearing about that. And spoiler alert, next semester, we are going to kick off the season by responding to your questions and your experiences from this season. So we want to hear from you. We're excited. And thanks for joining.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for listening to the SL Podcast. Season 2, we out.
See ya. Thanks for tuning in to the SL Podcast. For updates on new content and episodes, follow us on Instagram @LCS Spiritual Life. And as always, love people, bear fruit, make disciples.